Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, on his gambling ship, Joe Solitaire receives a report from his burly henchman, Muscles, on his vicious scheme to trick Mayor Perry White and fleece the school children of Metropolis.
It's going like you said, boss. We let about 100 kids win bikes and cameras and stuff on our punch boards. Now kids all over town are piling into candy stores to buy chances, little suckers.
Fine, Muscles, fine. Now we're going to have just one prize on each punch board. Something worth about 50 cents or a dollar at the most. That makes our boards legal so Mayor White and his cops can't touch us.
That's good, boss. That's swell. We milk the sucker kids for all their dough, and we can laugh at them wise guys, White and Clark Kent, huh?
Exactly, Muscles. Exactly.
You know, if you're a smart collector, you'll save things that you can carry around and flash on your crowd, like those 24 Pep photos of famous movie and sports stars. You get these photos as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Yes, sir. Candid camera-sized glossy photos of famous movie and sports stars, like Dana Andrews, the Sam Goldwyn star, and Orville Grove, the Chicago White Sox pitcher.
Now, you'd better hurry and finish collecting all 24 stars, because in a few more days, we'll announce a brand new photo series for you to collect.
Just think, 18 top-notch stars in the radio and sports world. We can't tell you the names yet, but you'll have terrific fun collecting their photos.
So be sure you get your photo from packages of Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat. Good? Why, you'll want to eat them with a big spoon, because it holds more pep at each delicious trip.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Although he almost lost his life twice at the hands of Joe Solitaire, Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis, is determined to stamp out the dishonest punchboard racket by which Solitaire is fleecing Metropolis school children and is leading them into more serious trouble. Now, unaware of Solitaire's new plans, White, in his office at City Hall, confers with reporter Clark Kent, who, unknown to him and all others, is Superman.
Oh, Kent, get that frown off your face. I tell you, it won't be long now before we're rid of Joe Solitaire's dirty punchboard racket. And of Solitaire, too.
Are you kidding, Chief? He's going stronger than ever. He let a lot of youngsters win bicycles and other prizes on his punchboards this week, and so now thousands of other youngsters are throwing away their lunch money on chances. They all think they can win bikes and cameras, too.
I know, but that's only this week. Now, his next move will undoubtedly be to slip his phony punchboards back into the candy stores, the ones without any prizes in them. And that's when we'll get him.
I got news for you, Chief. Solitaire's new punchboards are already in the candy stores all over town.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why wasn't I notified? Why didn't
Take it easy. You weren't notified because while the punchboards are phony, they are still legal.
They're phony, but they're legal.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of double talk is that?
Simple. Each punch board gives away one prize. That makes it legal, according to the laws of this state.
What?
That's right. Jim Olson and I bought all the chances on 5 boards.
What were the prizes?
The prize was a cheap checker game.
A checker game?
Uh-huh. Worth at most 50 cents.
What the dirty crook? He encourages children to gamble, to get in trouble by telling them they can win big prizes. And then on top of that, he robs them. Can't... I've got to stop him once and for all.
There's only one way to stop Solitaire, Chief. And that is to amend the state laws making punch boards illegal.
You're absolutely right, Kent. And that's what I'm going to do. I'll go to the state capitol, get together with the governor, and demand immediate action.
Swell, Chief.
Meanwhile, you go back to the planet and write an expose of the punchboard racket.
Okay.
Tell the public all about Joe Solitaire and how he works.
Right.
Stir up plenty of public opinion against him while I work on the state legislature to pass that law.
Okay.
Then we'll have Mr. Solitaire on the run, but good.
As Clark Kent and Perry White move into action against the vicious punchboard racket, a 12-year-old boy named Ronnie Thomas enters a small candy and notion store near his home in Metropolis.
What can I do for you, Sonny?
My dad wants one of those dollar pipes you got in the window.
Which one?
I'll show you. Say, is that the punchboard Billy Eldridge won a new bike on?
Well, no, not exactly. That board was all used up. This is a new one.
Ah. It says on this board, you can win a valuable prize. Does that mean a new bike like Billy wants?
I don't know, Sonny. On this board, the prize is a secret. It's printed on the winning chance.
Oh, gee. I'd sure like to win a new bike like Billy's. How much does a chance cost, mister?
It's a nickel a punch.
I got a nickel. Here.
Thanks. Just punch his key through any one of those dots on this board.
Okay, let's see now. I'm going to punch this one.
Good luck, Sonny.
Gosh, I hope I won.
Now, you open that paper and see what it says.
Oh, shucks.
It drew blank, huh?
Yeah.
Better luck next time. Now, about that pipe.
Look, Billy said he had to buy 3 chances before he won the bike. Maybe if I buy 2 more, well, maybe. Look, mister, have you got change for a dollar?
Sure, why?
I'm going to buy a couple more chances on this punchboard. I bet you I get to win a bike like Billy did. Gosh, this had better be the bike. I spent the whole dollar.
I hope it is, Sonny. No luck, huh?
No. No, and I spent Dad's dollar, the one he gave me to buy his pipe. Golly, what'll I do now?
You shouldn't have done that. I guess the best thing you can do is to go home and tell your dad about it.
No, I can't. He'll say I gambled and, well, he just wouldn't understand. Look at Mr. Well, could you kind of trust me for my dad's pipe? I'll pay you back honest to work.
I'm sorry, Sonny. I don't give credit.
Well, gee whiz, what'll I do? Listen, Butch, I've got to talk to you a minute.
Make it fast. Can't you see I'm shooting fool?
Charlie Morris says you sometimes lend money to kids at interest. Is that right?
Maybe. So what?
Well, will you lend me a dollar? I've got to have it. I just got it.
Why?
On account of my father gave me a dollar to buy him a pipe, and I lost it on a punch board.
Yeah?
He's against gambling, and if I go home without the pipe and then tell him what I did...
You're tearing your hide good, huh?
He'll be pretty sore, I know that. Look, Butch, will you lend me a dollar, will you? I'll pay it back, honest I will.
Yeah? Where are you going to get it to pay me back?
My aunt's coming to visit us tomorrow. I can get it from her. I know I can.
Hmm.
Will you lend me the dollar, Butch?
I might if you promise to pay me back a dollar and a half tomorrow.
A dollar and a half?
Sure, that's the interest I charge. You can get a buck from your aunt. You ought to be able to get a buck and a half.
I guess I can. Okay, give me the dollar, Butch.
Okay, but remember, you get it back to me tomorrow with a half a buck more or else.
Sure. I'll give it back to you tomorrow, Butch. Thanks a lot.
See you tomorrow, kid. Wait a minute, Ronnie. I want to see you.
Oh, hello, Butch.
Where's my dough?
I haven't got it.
What?
You see, my aunt couldn't come. My uncle got sick and she had to stay with him, so...
So you haven't got the buck and a half you owe me, huh?
No, but I'll get it for you. Butch, honest, I will.
Why, you dirty little punk.
No,
I'm going to fix you for this.
No, Butch, don't.
I'll teach you what it means to Welch on Butch Morgan.
We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, sharing something with your crowd makes you all better friends. And you'll share lots of excitement When you all collect those 24 pep photos of great movie and sports stars, you get these candid camera-sized photos as a prize, one inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Right, and when you play the game of photo swap, you help each other complete your photo collection of all 24 stars in this keen series.
Yes, sir. Stars like George Sanders of United Artists and Adolph Kiefer, the champion backstroke swimmer. Collector's gems, every single one.
Now, of course, you want to swap your duplicate photos for other ones to help complete your collection. And photo swap's the exciting way to swap your duplicates, because you swap blind each time.
Now, here's how you play. Always carry with you at least two or more duplicate photos you want to swap. Then, when you meet a collector pal, you both haul out your spares and hold them face down in your hands. And here's what you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yup.
Then swap two off the top. Now you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. That's photo swap.
Remember, photo swap's played with the photos you get as a prize. One in every package of Pep, those crisp flakes of whole wheat. Yes, those flakes of exciting eating.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Unable to pay back a dollar he had borrowed from a tough boy called Butch, a dollar which he had lost on one of Joe Solitaire's punchboards, a 12-year-old boy named Ronnie Thomas has been seized by the hulking Butch, who poises a big fist over his face.
I ought to bust your teeth, and that's what I ought to do.
No, don't, Butch. I'll get you the money, honest or well.
When?
My aunt's coming next week. She'll give it to me.
Yeah, well, I ain't waiting that long. You're going to pay me now.
But I can't, Butch. Honest, I...
Yes, you can. She'll want me to beat your ears off and tell your old man how you lost his dough on a punchboard.
No, please don't tell him, Butch.
Then will you get me my dough?
How? How can I?
I'll show you how. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
I'm going to show you how to get some easy money.
Easy money? Where?
You're gonna steal it.
Steal it? Oh, no, Butch, I won't. I can't steal.
You want me to tell your old man how you lost his dollar on a punchboard?
No, but...
Then come on. Do like I tell you, sucker.
Terrified, his arm held in Butch's strong fingers, young Ronnie Thomas, a victim of Joe Solitaire's punchboard racket, walks towards serious trouble and great danger. Yes, even as Mayor Perry White and Superman work to wipe out the vicious gambling devices that prey on boys and girls, one boy is being led into crime as a result of playing a punchboard. What will happen? Don't miss tomorrow's action-packed episode, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 11 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.